Let's take a look at our first ratio, which is the debt ratio. Debt ratio, you should see it on the wiki right now, but it's the ratio of the total liabilities and total assets. You need to watch out because in the real world, a lot of these accounting ratios have alternate definitions, and the one that is in your textbook, I believe, is total debt, but what we're going to be using is total liabilities. This appears to be one of the more common definitions, but you may also see the debt ratio as not just total debt, but it's only going to be things which are non-current debt. But in this class, no matter what, total debt, total liabilities over total assets is going to be the definition that we're going to use. Now, the thing I want to point out about this ratio is it's comparing two balance sheet items. And so it's comparing the relative size of two stocks. And so we're looking at one balance sheet items, which is going to be the liabilities. The other one is going to be the total assets. And essentially what this measures is the fraction of the assets that are, that you borrowed money in order to acquire, or the fraction of assets that are owned by somebody other than the owners. Now, what's important, and what I want to come back around to, is that what's normal for an industry differs by industry. And this has to do with just the way the industries operate. In each firm and within each industry, there's a thing that's called a optimal or ideal capital ratio. And the reason for this optimal or ideal capital ratio is that when firms are acquiring capital, meaning they're trying to bring in money from the outside, they generally have two different ways of doing it. First way is to go ahead and make an equity offering of some sort. And you can think of this as selling stock. The other way that they can acquire new money is to borrow money. And so you can think of this as selling bonds or borrowing from a bank. Now, the relative cost of acquiring those two chunks of money depends mostly on the variability of net income, or you can think of it as that dividend stream, what the owners are supposed to receive. Now, for the most part, you're going to notice that constant streams of money, money that you can depend upon, money that is approximately the same every single time period, are more valuable to you than ones that bounce around quite a bit. And this is why people have a preference to have a job with a salary rather than have a job with a commission. And the thing is that even though the average commission may be higher, that uncertainty means that you need to be more cautious or have it less valuable to you. Now, if you go ahead and compare two firms, and we'll think about the net income, one of these firms has a really stable net income, something that's the same over the year, relatively the same over the business cycle, and the thing you should think about is a grocery store because people keep buying food. Now, a firm like that that sees a stable net income will see a stable stream of benefits to its owners, and a firm like that will find it relatively easy to go ahead and sell new shares of stock because people see that certainty of revenue coming in, and they're willing to pay a higher premium for that certainty in revenue, and that means the cost of acquiring additional cash, additional capital by selling stock is low. Now, on the other hand, if you see a firm which has its income, which is highly variable, bounces around over the business cycle, or bounces around depending upon season. You may think of this as some kinds of consumer durables, and so things like washing machines and stuff like that, where once the economy starts to tank a little bit, the purchase of these things goes way down. Those kinds of places, what you'll see is your dividends streams, or the net income, is going to bounce around quite a bit. It's very variable. And when they're trying to sell stock for those kinds of firms, they find that people aren't willing to pay as much for it because it is so variable. So what happens is that firms that have these variable income streams tend to issue more bonds than they do stock in order to raise things. And so all people are really doing, and part of the reason for those ratios being different across industries, is that certain industries have more stable net income flows, which means that they're going to have relatively low debt ratios. And some industries have more variable net income flows, and they're going to have relatively higher debt ratios. So some of this absolutely is not the firm's fault, okay? It's just the industry that they're in. Now, some of it is what the industry or what that particular firm is doing. So you really get to compare one firm to another as long as you're within an industry. Now, interpretation of this debt ratio. You can think of it, yes, as just the fraction of the assets which are owned by somebody else, but you can also interpret it in terms of a risk. And what you could be thinking about here is that this is a small firm, and they are going to be taking out a loan soon, and you're going to be a lender. And you can look at this debt ratio, and you can start to get the idea about whether you'll be able to collect on this debt, recollect the principal, should they actually stop making payments. If you want to put this in a personal finance context, what you're actually looking at here is the loan-to-value ratio on a house, just in case you're borrowing a little bit of money. And so if you think about a house that's, say, $200,000, and the loan that you're going to take out, the liability, is only $100,000, the lender looks at this as a really, 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 really safe loan, because the loan-to-value ratio is only 0.5. On the other hand, if that same $200,000 house, and you tried to take out a $220,000 mortgage, this is a very risky loan, since if you stop making payments, it's very unlikely the lender is going to actually be able to recover their principal. So the idea is, if you're looking at this from the lender's point of view, a low debt ratio, meaning that total assets are large relative to total liabilities, is safe. The probability that they'll recover is relatively high. If, on the other hand, the debt ratio is large, if the total debt is larger than the total assets, or the total debt, total liabilities is larger than total, or is larger relative to total assets, then they may feel that they are unlikely to collect. Once again, what's normal will vary significantly by industry.